We are on Daf Nun Hei Amad Aleph, Zok the Mishnah. Hanoider min hadogon, also bepul hamitzri ait yovesh divrei rameya. A person asod dogon, and dogon is a food that is idgin, shemamidin oisoi bekri, that's called dogon, is also bepul hamitzri yovesh, because this is also dogon. Now, the Rambam says, pul hamitzri min mimine hagarinim. It's a garin. It is not a bean. Lo yimotzu ela be'eretz Mitzrayim, ve'ein ze hapul hayodua eitzel hamoin. I mean, by us, a pool is a bean. And this is a type of a garin, so therefore there was a similarity to a kernel of a chita. And they made a goyren out of this. They made a kri with this. So, hanoida min hadogon, also bepul hamitzri yovesh, divrei rabbi meya. V'chachomim oimrim, einei osa elo b'chameishes haminim. Y'only osa b'chameishes haminim. Rav Meir oimer, hanoida min hatvue, einei osa elo b'chameishes haminim. By tvue, Rav Meir is moide, that it only includes b'chameishes haminim. Aval hanoida min hadogon, osa b'kel, everything that's midgon. Umutar beperes or ilon ubiyerek, because these inyonim are not midgon. What does the Ran say? Hanoidim in adogon also bepul hamitzri yovesh, the kivin de midgon, shoisen mimenu dogon, svirelei l'rabmeya de dogon mikri. This is called dogon. Zot the Gemara, lememre de dogon, called the midgon mashme. Dogon means everything that you make a kri. The Rosh speaks it out a little clear. The dogon called mini the midgon mashme sho'isen mimene kri. V'anoyde min adogon osu b'cho mine kitni sho'isen mehem kri. That's what Rav Meir holds. Mosim Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef is the kasha. It says a posik in Divrei Hayomim Chroitz Adovo. There was a man in the times of Chizkiyo HaMelech that Klal Yisrael was Mishashel in Trumis and Maisris. And Chizkiyo made a takone that Shiviyu Oysom Beis Hashem. And it seems that solved the problem. When it became this chazik, the takona of Chizkiyo HaMelech, Hirbu b'nei Yisroel reishis dogon, tiroish v'yitzor, v'chol tvu asode l'roit. Meiser hakei l'roit, it says on the side. On koponim, the amrit dogon called the midgon mashme, my, here's better, my v'chol tvu asode. So what's called tvu asode? Like this, we understood pshat that, dogon means chameshes haminim, v'chol tvu asode is komini the midgon. That would mean, pula mitzri, etc. But if you tell me that dogon includes everything, so what's called was asada coming to be malde? Amarabaya lasuye peres ha ilon v'yerek. That they gave maizchus and peres ilon v'yerek also. Let us see the Ran. Chpreitza dovo mikrohu bedivrei hayomim. We may chiski eloi hoyus rizam lahafrish trumis amaisris. Omed Chizkiye v'tikein sheyaviyu oisam beis Hashem. V'chsiv v'chpreitz adovo sh'nishasko v'gobro takonoso yishal Chizkiye. Hirbu b'nei Yisrael v'yamre dogan kol demit gamash kemai v'chol tvuas ha'sode. Dor kol demit ken hava v'chlal dogan v'im kein kol tvuas ha'sode v'chlal. Vasuye peiris ha'ilon v'yerek shein oisen dogon mayhem. So this is, that's what we were about. The Rishonim ask a kasha that is zicher lishne dekro degoncho siroishcha v'yitzorecho means the chameishes amine. That what Rameya is saying, Hanoida min adogon, also bepula mitzri, that's lishne de bnei odom, by people, kol midi de midgen is called dogon. So, therefore the question arises, so he asking a kasha from a posik, the posik is dogon, is chameshus haminim. That is the kasha that the Rishonim ask. Emerson Tyson's Bayos is the Kasha, the Miri, the Rajbe is the Kasha. The Rajbe says, that's with the close to Teretz, the Hokro Loibe Loshen Teire Mishtoi, Elebe Loshen Shahoyu Mevin Hamaisrois Medabre. Somehow, this Posek is not Lishne de Kro, this is the Loshen that the Mevia Maisris spoke. So Mamela, this is their Loshen. So Mamela, we see in Lishna B'nei Odom, also Dagon is not Kailu, Komini de Midga. Ramei Raima, Anoider Minatvue, is also only Bechameshus Aminim. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakel Moidim, Benoider Minatvue, Shein also Elo Mechameshus Aminim. That means, even though we see this amachloikis by Dogon. The machloikis by Dogon, the mayor holds Dogon is komini de midgin. And the chachomim hold Dogon is only chameshus aminim. And then it says in the Mishnah, the mayor says, hanoida minatvu ein osal machameshus aminim, so it would seem. That's what the mayor holds. And the chachomim is punkfakel. They hold tvue means all of them in it. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, don't get misled, don't misinterpret the Mishnah. Hakol moidim b'noidim in atvuhi she'inosa elu mechameshes amin. Tanya nami hochi, we learn the baraisa like this, v'shoven b'noidim in atvuhi she'inosa elu mehei amin. Frekte Gemore Pshite. So what does everyone say? Versteht sich, Tvu is Chameshes Amin. Mal de Teime, Tvu e kol mili mashme, ke mashme lo. Dle mashme kol mili. So this is a very modern Gemore. The Gemore asks Pshite that it's only the Chameshes Aminim. Someone says, no, I would think it's more than the Chameshes Aminim. Kamash Mon is the Chameshes Aminim, is the whole. So we'll see a little later to understand. The Rashba asks this Kasha, and we'll see a little later, we'll appreciate this a little better, but the Shakla V'tai is. Mosev Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked the Kasha on this. So what are you telling me? Tvue means davke chameshes aminim. Uchefreitz adovo. Rabbi Yosef was a stickler with this posik. Uchefreitz adovo, hirbu b'nei Yisrael. And there it was Dagon. And Dagon is ziche chameshes aminim. V'chol tvue asode. So Memela, so you see, Klor, that Tvue is not Chameshes Aminim. So, as they fact, Rabbi Yosef, Omar, Rove, Tvua lechud. Tvua sode lechud. Tvua sode, you're right. That's kailul everything. But tvua means davke chamesh samin. Bar Mar Shmuel, the son of Mar Shmuel, pocket he was mitzavet. The list non tleisa alfe zuze lerove, so that's a more shrimara, that they should give 13,000 zuz lerove, min alalto de nahar panye. But he said the ishtikal tnai, that it should be given from the alalto de nahar panye. Sholcha rove lekami de Rabbi Yosef, alalta heichi mikraya. What is alalta? Now we have to know, to appreciate the sugya, when it says tvue in the Torah, so the Targum teaches alalta. That is the taich of tvua. So, now the shaila was, he was given a hein rav, 13,000 zuz, but min alalto, he can only be goyved from the alalto de nahar pani. So Rove sent to Rabbi Yosef, alalto heche mikrai. What does alalto mean? That means from what can I be goyved the money from? Omar Rav Yosef, masnisani vishovin benoidar minatvua, shein osa elo mi chameshes haminim. So, tvua means chameshes haminim. Now, if you look in the Targum fataiches tvua alalto, so alalto is gematria tvua, is gematria chameshes haminim. So you can only mon your 13,000 zuz from Chameshes Aminim. If there's Chameshes Aminim, over there, you can mount for it. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, Mi domi, tvu eloi mashma elo mi Chameshes Aminim. That is true. That's what the Mishnah said. Tvu is mashma Chameshes Aminim. Alalto kol mili mashma. But alalto means everything. Alalto means something that produces, something that brings in profit. So the Targum fataiches tvua alalto because that's also one of the things that brings in profit. But alalto is not limited to tvua. Alalto is, the Mishnah speaking about tvua. Tvua is chameshes aminim. But alalto includes everything. Kol mili mashmen. Adru lekame de Rove. So this got back to Rove. He says, we have this whole shmuz. He says, he asked Rabbi Yosef what he can mon from. And then Rabbi Yosef said, tvue. And Abaye said that, no, alalta is more inclusive. Oma, so Rove said, I never had such a shaila that alalta should only mean chameshes aminim. Abai is 100% right. Alalta means dvorim which reap profits, which are oile, that's a loshon aliyah. Alalta komili mashme. Hodu di boili. I had a different shaila in Gansen. Schar batim uschar svina is mai. The schiris one gets from batim or svina is mai. Mi amrinen kiven de pichson lav alalto. That means even though that's not called profit, because even though mitzadecha this profit, or mitzadacha, the one uses the houses, so there's, that brings about a hefset to the house. Maybe that's not nichlal in alalta. Alalta means everything that only brings profit. But this, Schiris, has with it a Tzad Pchas also. The tenant is paying rent, but at the same time, the tenant is using out the house, and the house is deteriorating because of the dira of the tenant. So maybe this is not called alalta, because it's not pure profit. Oidilmek, even the lo yediya pirsayu, eventually these things start breaking, but day by day you have your rent payments till the boiler busts, and it looks like a profitable venture. So Mamela alalta. But they says, Rav Yosef Stamazer is going to left you. I never heard such a shayla. I mean, Alal Tazicha buys 100% right. Amru Rabbonon Kamei de Rav Yosef. Now the shayla is how they were permitted to tell him this. This is Lachere Shtikul Rechilas. What Rav had said, Oma, so he doesn't need us. So why do you ask a shayla? But I said, that's Tamza Golnish and Golnish. He has a different shayla. Ikpid Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef erak poda an Rav. Rav said, we never had such a shayla. Rav Yosef is, I hear that for Sashaila, if Alalta is only Chameshus Amina, that's Poshit. Alalta is not Chameshus Amina. I mean, that's no Shaila. In a different Shaila. Shama Rove. So Rove heard that Rabbi Yosef is a Akpod on him. That's not. But also Lekame Bemale Yem de Kippuri. So Erev Yom Kippur, you have to take care of all the Chavis. So Mameli came to Rav Yosef Erev Yom Kippur. We have to remember, Rav Yosef was a Sagi Noel, so he wouldn't be able to see Rove. Ashkechei l'shamei davekamozik kamei kasa dechamre. So he saw he had a Mishoris that was pouring a case of wine for Rav Yosef. Omalei havli da'amzigle. He was mazik. Let me make the mazige. Rove was a special technique in making bezige. Amzigley ano. Yoivley the komoi mozigiu kasa de chamre. So he was mozig the kais the way he knew how to be mozig the kais. Kiko shosis, when Rabbi Yosef started drinking from the kais, Amahodin Mizge Domi Le Mizge de Rove Bereid Rav Yosef Bachom. Oh, this is a Bekanta Mezige. When Rove learned by Rav Yosef, he used to be Moizig the Kais for him. So Mamele Rav Yosef knew this was Rove's Mezige. Omale, who knew? That's the one, Taka. I'm here. I was Moizig your Kais. Omale. So he told him, Leitese Vakaroch, I don't want you to sit down. Ata Amritli Perusha Dohodi Mils. I want you to tell me Pshad Naposik. Maidachsiv Omi Midbor Matone, Mimatone Nachliel, Nachliel Bomis. What's Pshad Naposik? Omale. So Rove told him, Kivin Shoisa Odom Es Atzmei Ke Midbor, Shumufka la keul, teira nitna loy bematon. I'd like to say over the lotion of the Meiri, mi madreges ha chochme, from the madreges of chochme, vo achroine shebohem hu, that means this is from the highest targa of chochme, Lahashpia mechachmosai lezulosai. That he should be mashpia his chochme to someone, to others. He amamedes vemekayemes teire leloim deo. That means the Miri learns, and other Rishonim learn here. Midbar means that he's like a midbar. He's mufka, like whoever wants to ask something. He's here. He's available to share his chokhmah and also to give his time to learn with others. Agavulchem, the Moshe, Zechayin Avoch, and the Bris Moshe, and the Horus, in the first Perek, he speaks about Zorich, L'Va'yezah, Gevaldike Ha'orev. The Gemara says, in Erev, in Rapray, they had a Talmud, and he taught with the Talmud 400 times, and till after 400 times, he got it already. That was the Talmud. And once he told them he should listen good because he has to go away, and he was so nervous that after the 400 times his mind was a blank. And Zabreite taught it noch 400 times. Bekitzer, so Rav Moshe asks that L'chaire in the time it took for Zabreite to teach this Talmud 400 times, he could have accomplished much more by learning with himself, or learning other inyanim. So he says, we see from this that the Talmud Chochem is mechuyev to give away of his time. He not only has to think about himself, he has to give away from his time for others. And Lemaise, he says, he never found a shear of an amount of time, but he says, Mistome, just like by Momen, the Zachiev of Maise, attentive is Momen, so Mistome's man also, one is Mechuyev to give a tenth of his man. So that's what he says, Soich levato mizmane laloche lelame lacherim avshe laatzme leyiye loyte elis. We're not speaking about mitalmida yese mikulam de mechadadin eschab. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a klotz that 400 times you're learning dvorim pshutim and afterwards he finally gets it. But that's it. Nifir zois mbadai mitoyek sha'oysen l'shem shamayim yisbolchu batzlocha b'teirosam oyyoyse v'yoyse. He says that's, so by Emerson, this is a Gemara. It's a Gemara, this is the Gemara we're learning now. That's how the Meiri learns in the Gemara. That, kemidbo, kiven sha'oysa odom es atzmai kemidbo shuhu muvka lakel. That means that shehe melame teira lekel as Isaac Tais vizda lilmei teirase lekel. Now Gabuch Adam Mefoshim say al tachzik teiva laatzmoch. The teiva that you are kind of don't hold it for yourself. Ki lekach neitzolta, to give it over. That's your purpose. That's the purpose on this world. So a person who's mafke lakel is teira nitna loy b'matone. So teira is given to him a matone. Matone means that he won't forget it. He's zoiche na, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was learning the whole 40 days, and he was forgetting it. And Vayitan Loi, the Benshem gave it to him a matona. Matona means that he doesn't forget it. Others say that Leo wants to say that Kishimish is like a midbo, means that he's an onos. It means that everyone can balabata go over and everyone steps over him. V'kivin shenito loy v'matono nach loy keil. Shenema mimatono nach liel. Nach loy keil, so what does this mean? So the Iyan Yaakov says, shenimchlu avinoiso. Now Nechaltona means that we are nachla of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is mashche shchinosei aleinu. So we become a nachla of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we can only become a nachla of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom will only be mashche shchinosei aleinu if there was previously v'salachta l'veneinu chatoseinu nechaltona. So he says that we'll become a nachla of the Rabbeinu Shalom to be mashche shchinosei aleinu includes also that a kochen is mechilas avoinis. This all started because he made himself a midbar. The Ein Elio wants to say pshat. Will be an achlo, that means loishi shochach mimenu pizare vizerezare. Will be an achlo. Nachliel, nachlokel, that means kutshebrichu v'yreise chatus, will be neuchel the teure, and that's called the kutshebrichu v'yreise chatus. V'kiven shenachlokel, oyle legdula. Shenema minachliel bomeis. V'im, that'll be able to do v'im higviya atzmoy. What'll happen if, after all this gevaldis success, he'll pat himself on his back also, be a little misgoyer from his meiradike matzev? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpiloi, shenema omi bomeis, if he'll make himself big, hagai, so we'll throw him down into a valley. From the mountain, we'll go down to a valley. Yishima is a Loshen Shmomo. It'll be banged, like a shoike. If you bang Loshen Yishkoif on the dresses, people will be mevaze him. They'll step on him. Vim choyze boy. What if we'll do tshuva and become again an onok? So others say pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbiyoi, shenema kol gei yinosei. Whoever wasn't the gay, who wasn't the valley, is yinosei, can get up again. So others say, shteta gevalde kechidish. That means, bishloime an onok. Now he's all the way down. Sheshoiken oisei bekalke. And then they step on him and they mevaze him. And he's a no, that's no kunz anymore. Afalpike, if he becomes now a nonov, even though now he doesn't have all those gewaldike mailas that he had before, which brought him to this nisoyin. So memele, el bizeche kol gei yinosei. So now we have to understand, so what's pshat in this whole ma'ase? So the Ran says, let's see the last Ran, Ma'idachim midbar matonin iskavim rav yosef lahazer rovish ishfar ruach b'yosef. That statement of yours was not a proper statement, but that's zayin anonov. Mele, yehonit hazeh, but kaponim abor. That wasn't a proper statement. Now, let us see the Loshen of the Ran. Hakel moidem benoidem min atvue, ba'af agav de toni lo b'mas nisen b'loshen yochid dibrei hakeli. Ma'al de teim tvue kol mili mashm. Moese pshite, midetageminen alalto, valalto mashme kol mili kedemrina lekamot. So this is what the Rashba says, that as we mentioned before, that the Gemara says, tfu means chamesh zeminis. The Gemara says, pshita, no, I would think it means more than chamesh zeminis. Mash means chamesh zeminis. So what's the shakla v'talya? So the Ran tells us what the shakla v'talya was, because we see the Gemara later, that Abaye Barova holds with the Yemes, Alalto means everything. And since Metargeminon Tvua Alalto, so that would be a Moke, so it could be the Tvu is alalta because the Chamesh Aminim is alalta, but not, but it'd be a smorgasbord to say that Tvu includes everything, just like alalta includes everything. That's the maldetame. So I would think that Tvu is inclusive, includes more than the Chamesh Aminim, dumya d'alalta. That's the Kamash Malot. Bar Mashmur Pokid Alal Teicha Mikraya. Shloi Hoye Loi Lerov Elito Lelmi Alal Teicha Loi Bar Mashmur Eini Osa Elo Bachamisha Samin Bohabes Virle Lerab Yosef The Kiven Ba Alal Teicha That's what he held Targum Tvue Who is Chamesh Aminim? B'chud Mashme. Tvu is Chamesh Aminim, so Memela Alalta is also Chamesh Aminim. Alalta kol mili Mashme, da Alalta loshen bie, vachnoso, shvach. Hodei mizge domi le mizge de breve Rav Yosef achome, The Mozik al Chat Tlosa Maya. Rove had a special recipe of Mozik, three parts water, one part wine. The Rove would omar kol Chamrud leidori al Chat Tlosa Maya laf Chamrud. Dr. Anweiter, Kol Geyinose, Afal Gav Doloik Siv Gabi Haikro Minachlil Bomis, this doesn't say further, Do Iu Betoire Bahai Benevim, Afal Hochik even the Siv, Da Kodish Bochu Mashpili Kigai, Mai Sirai Shamash Palats, Mai Seifel Alas Siv Kol Geyinose, so that's a Gilui that whoever finds himself in a guy, in a deep gully, but Yinosei. Linyan Haloche, Ba'ayin Derove Loyivshite. Hilkach. Loygovi, Samamele, when it's a Shaila, this is a Shaila in Hilkach's moment. Hilkach Loygovi Mischar Batim, Uschar Svinex. The Yad Balashtar Ala Tachtoine. Maybe this is not Michlal in Alalta. Avalagabi Nidorim. What'll be if a person will be Noidom in Alalta? Laktina Lachumra. Bekulam Bechlal. So then we'll say that a Filuschar Batim and Eschar Svinex is also Bechlal. Tanya Zok to Gemara weiter, aber heiße, Anoide min Adogon, Oso, Ach, Bepul, Hamitzri, Yovesh, Umutar, Balach. Agavuche, this is Rameir of the Mishneh. The Miri brings down, and the Rashba says the same thing, that, that what is also, the pool Amitzri Yovesh is also lokais, to chew it raw. Avolefais mutar kedin chitim sh'ani toim. Just like we had in the end of the sixth perek, that chitim is only also to eat raw, not to make a pas. So the same thing, dogon, which means a ribui of pool Amitzri or any mean, Sakritim, so it's only, it'll be also to be eaten raw. Pas will be mutter, or a tafshul will be mutter. Umutter ba'oires, bechilko, betargis, ubetisni. Now, what is this? Let us see the Ran. Tanya, noidi min adogen lo safu pula mitzri yovish, kimi de midgat, ramei ektoni lo, chilke, chito, nechlekes lebeis, targis, echod legimo, tisni, echod ledalet, hochiyam bepeg misha hofach. Now, why is he mutter in this? So let us see the Loshon of Rashi. So Rashi says, Lahochi Shori, the second rhyme, Shekvar Nishtane Hachito. So that means, Dogon means chitim. So, if it was chopped up in smaller pieces, it's not a kernel, it's not a kernel of a chita, it's chopped up in halves and thirds and quarters. So memele, so that doesn't fall in together of chita. The Meiri brings a machloikis. What will be the din if, does this mean the chopped up chitim from before he made the nether? That's for sure. That means when he said to the, he said Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he's neither, I mean, from Dagon. So you have Rosh Chodesh Nissen chopped up chitim, so that zikr doesn't fall into the category of Dagon. But what if the Dagon that was around the Nissen became chopped up Gimel Nissen? So he brings a machloikis if that will be osa, because this became Dagon was osa. So now the chopped up Dagon also will be osa. This is, or maybe not, only when it's in the matzav of Dagon. He brings a machloikis of Rishon. But the Boires Bechilke Betargis of Betisni. Very interesting that even though Hastis, it seems Eiris is worse than Pula Mitzri. I mean, Pula Mitzri said it's a garden of some sort. So it's a chile. If you don't need Chameshus Aminim, so also the Roshes Dein Oisim Imenu Kri. Seems Eiris, you don't make a Kri. That's the Metzius Advarim, so that's not called Dogon. Hanoidel min Peiris Hashone, person asad Peiris Hashone, also Bechol Peiris Hashone. Umuter Bigdiyim, Ubetloyim, Ubecholov, Ubebeyim, Ubegoizlis. That's not Peiris Hashone. Bimoma gidule shona olai, osa bekulon. Then it's osa bebeyim, cholov. That's gidule shona includes these in yonam also. Now there's a very interesting one. Bimoma gidule shona olai osa bekulon. Mi udaf kibishle osan olav elazman shuyoch olamid boy. He asked it, Gidulei Shone, not forever, he asked it for Zman Sheyoch Olamid Boi. Avaloi Lom Lai Hava Nidra Klau Sheyav Shaloi Lekaimoi. That means if he'll ask this the whole year that he won't eat Gidulei Shone, so then he's going to stop. So he can't be Mekaim this. So the Nether is not Chal. We had already in another run, but we have this run is a stire to the run in Mesech de Shavuos, the Daf Yarif, Daf Yud. There the run is chaylik on the Rambam. Rambam is medame that if a person says that he Shavuos, that's a gemara. Shavuos shloi ishan gimel yomin is a Shavuos shot. The Rambam says Shavuos Shloi Oichel Zayin Yomim is also a Shavuos Shav, and that the Ram is Chaylik on the Rambam. The Ram says there's a big difference. Shavuos Shloi Yishin Gimel Yomim is a Dovsha she actually scared. It means he'll have to fall asleep. He can't hold himself. He can't hold himself back. So Memele, so that's an impossibility. But Shavuos Shloi Oichel Zayin Yomim, he could not eat. It's something he can do. When there'll be a kama matzav of pikuach nefoshes, so then he'll start eating till how much the pikuach nefoshes. But it is a neder that one can be mekayim. Rav Shmuel says the Rambam holds halachically you can't be mekayim at a tosel. It's called the Yevshel Kaim. Aber kvonam the Ran held it as I. The Ran says that the whole reason he says it won't be chal because it's nishal belavatul as hamitzvus. Of that it won't be chal. But to say it's a davar sheyevshel is kaim, that's not called a davar sheyevshel is kaim. So memela. We have this Sa'or and this Ran also. Here, all of a sudden, the Ran had a problem. If he asked it on himself, a Gidule Shone, so he had to make a Kochas Mamas only for 5 days. Because if we make it for a year already, it's impossible to be Mekayim. So, Dovashi Evshel is Kayim. The Ran Lashita say, Lachayre, this should be a Dovashi Evshel is Kayim. But in the now the Hajman of Nishba Lavatla Samitzvah now, there is Chalavatla Samitzvah. He had a previous Ran also, there was a Stira there, the Chayne Master Kashi. We have the same Kashi on this Ran. Zakhti Gemara weiter, Hanoider min Peiris Haoretz, Osa Bechol Peiris Haoretz. Or mutter bekmeim a pitriyoitz, but he's mutter on mushrooms, because that's not peiris haoretz. Vim omar gidulei karke olai, if he said gidulei karke, osa bekulo. So bekmeim a pitriyoitz is gidulei karke. Bereminu, we learned, al dovo shen gidulei min haoretz, oim a shako nir bedvore, you make a shako. Bisan Yala Melach Valazomis Balkmeima Pitriyosa Meshakani Bidvore. So you only make a shackle on something that's not Gidule Minores. And it says that Kmeima Pitrios is not Gidule Minores. And now you said if he said Gidule Karke is also Bikulon. So how does this stim? Omar Abaye, so Abaye says, Amir de Kizach, Mirbe Robo Meyare. Kmeim Epitriois grow from the Karke. Skidule Karke. Meinek, the Yenike Meyavire Yonki, Voloi Meyare. It's Yonik from the Yaver, not from the Karke. Voktoni al dovo she'ein giduloi minoret, you tell me mirve rove meyare, ni al dovo she'ein yoinek minoret. Zokteran, umutte bekmeime petriois, the laf peiris oret ninu. Miu bechlal giduli karke is nayu kede meforish was. It's not peiris haoretz, but it's giduli karke. Al kimei me pitriyois oim e shakal ni bedvore, al malav giduli karke dino. Tatoni bereishe de breise, al dovo she'ein giduloi min haoretz, oim e shakal ni bedvore. So we see it's not called giduli karke. Mirbe rovu meyar, lefika, ki oma gidule karke olai, osa bekmeime petriyos, meyikinikosa meyavire yonki, shimhochi mevorech olai ushahakal. So, lechoyre, the lotion of the Gemara is very unclear. It grows from the karke, but it's yoinik from the avil. It's called Gedule Kark, and it's Yoinik from the Adr. So, I saw in Teferis seeing, he says as follows, Mirbu Robu Meyala, Perish, Gidulam Hu Melach Luchiyois Ha'oilo Meha'oretz. There's a Lach Luchis that comes up from the Oretz. The heim ba'atzmom einam yoinkim melachluchis ha'oretz kemoi kol priyo adomo, she yoinkin me ha'oretz al yedei hashroshim she nishreshu ba'oretz. That means every priyo adomo So the Shoyrish is Nishresh Ba'oretz, and it's Yoinik from the Lachluchis of the Oretz to the Oretz. Elohim Yoinkim Al Yidei Ha'avir Melachluchis Ha'oyla Me'oretz. But they are yoinik from the avir. That means there's lachluchis ha'oretz in the avir. So they're yonikis from the avir. But what are they yoinik? They don't live on avir. They live on the lachluchis they exist. Lachluchis originates from the oretz. But the oifen yonikis from the avir, not through the oretz. So Memele, that therefore it's not called Priya Adomo, Peiris Ha'oretz, that's not called Peiris Ha'oretz, because it's that they're the Peiris, through the Oretz they get their Yenike. But this is called Gidulei Oretz it's called. And God, with this I learned the Gemara lessons in Shabbos, which I had problems. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Zainam at Beis, Daf Kuf Chesam at Aleph, Haiman the Tolish Pitido, which is Pitriyos, Meuna dechatzva, pomim shugodl bisfas hadli mimayim, lechayim mishim oiker dover migiduloi. Lechayim ots oiker dover migiduloi. Now, the Ramban in this sugya says that oiker dover migiduloi, the chiyav is alts koitze, there's no din of oiker dover migiduloi. Chiv is als koitze, venk tzira ele begidulei kark. That's what he says on another gemore. So I didn't understand what this case pitido meyuna de chatzva, this is called enk tzira ele begidulei kark. So he found the minchas chinach and meleches koitze, Zmoirer on this Ramban. Daf Mezogin, he says that this is Gidule Karke. So I didn't understand. But now, Baruch Hashem, we came to this Gemara. This is Taki Gidule Karke. It's Gidule Karke. It's Yoike Dova Migiduloi. Even though over here, it's more Mechudishtik. I mean, this mushroom was growing Bisfas Hadli. I'm going on Adli. Adli is very wet and you're oiker it from the, but al kaponim it seems that in this matzav was able to be yoinik the lachluchis of the karka somehow. And it set itself on the Adli, but it's yoinik the lachluchis of karka. If you oiker it from this Adli, mistim, it doesn't have a kviya, so then it's not yoinik anymore from, that's why it's called, abakaponim, it's called gidulei karka. Zokteran weiter. Tisefte hanoider min ha-tirish, if a person made a neder from tirish, osa b'chol mine mesike, umuta b'yayin. So he's also in everything that's sweet, umuta b'yayin. V'gersin in alo b'yirishalmi, keman da'om ha-holch b'nedorim ha-chaloshim b'neyoda. So bizman chazal, Loshem bnei Odom tirish meant a dover mosik. Kloima shedarka likres tirish ledvorim amesukim. Bloy liyayin. Beram, firtais toiste Yerushalmi, Beram, keman domo leholcho benedorim ach Loshem bnei Odom. If you go bos Loshem bnei Odom, a teire kora oisai tirish. So wine is called tirish. Tirish chazayayin. period. Hilkach, Zokteran, Anan de Mishteinen Beloshen Laz. He says, we speak Beloshen Laz. We don't speak Beloshen HaKadosh. Im Noda Min HaTirish. So we don't, Tirish is not a word in our vocabulary. So if a person is Noda Min Tirish, he's using a Lishne Dekro. Is Beloshen, Im Noda Min HaTirish Beloshen HaKadosh. Also Biyayin. Umutter bechol mine mesikes a punkverkehr. Da na leukerinen tirisch alle jain keloschen teure. Usnan bepeg bechol maalvin. Hanoider min hamozoin. Mutter bemaim umelach. Da wiener wo maim udele ikrimozoin a kol midi ikrimozoin. Leimet evit jufte der Rabbi Shmuel, amoi tabayin vavolchim boire mine mizoynes alo alahein mine bovat. So how can you say that he's muta b'mayim and melech and everything else falls into the category of mozin? Mozin is only from the chameshes haminim. Amar av yoyse boi mekol azon alay. Chi agav na osa b'chol do b'chutz m'mayim and melech. Avon neide min amozin in the osa elo mehei minim. Zogte Mishne weiter. Hanoide min aksus. A person asad ksus, ksus is a beged, muta besak, ubiyriye, ubachamila. The Rambam says, saku osi miseyo, noitza mustome, noitza shalizim, Yiriye beged ove soyer, also a hairy beged, bilti tofel. There's no, it's not sewn, it's almost like a type of a cape. Like a yiriye taka, like a curtain. Ubachamile, he says, betachlis hasiris. It's a very hairy beged. So these are not begodim. So this doesn't fall into the category of ksus, even though we'll see the chiddush is even though allowed to wear the Shabbos on the training, but al kaponim, this is not ksus. Oma, koinam tzemer oilo alai. He said, tzemer oilo alai, mutter liskasa is begizei tzemer. So he's allowed to have gizei tzemer, that means if we take the word literally, we would say tzema, he's not to put tzema on himself. No, lut mutal is kasis begizei tzema. Il pishta leila lai mutal is kasis banitze pishta. Because when he means, don't take a little, he means a beged of tzema, beged of pishta. Tzema leila lai means a beged of tzema. Am yuda ima akil of ihanoido. Toam, if he was carrying Gizei Tzemel, Viziya, and he got all sweated up, Voyerechei Koshe, and that brought about a bad odor on him, Omar, Koinem Tzemel, Opishtim, Oilo Alai, Utaliskaseis, so there's Punktverkehrt. So he said the same words, but we have to see the Matziv which brought about this Neder. Is mutalis kasis, but also lahavshil la'achir. The Tiferesian says in Tosan Pazach, it says that he's got all sweated up, bohoyo reichoi koshe, nihere bed reyach. So what does this come in? So he says, he wants to tell us a chiddush. Wants to tell us that he was carrying this, he got all sweated up, he didn't say one word. Didn't say one word. And then, fine. And later, and he went to air conditioned room, and so he's not sweated anymore. Oh, yereichai kosher. And then he says, koinam tzema oilolai. So Memele, I have to put two and two together. Now, what does he mean? Since the Reichai Kosher now is a result of the sweating that was through the carrying of the dust, so I'm toile that that's Pshat Nes Neder, and therefore he'll be also with the Teina of Tzemer, and his Mutter, the Big Day Tzemer. Zoktera, Mutter besake biriye machmila, de loy mikriksus, Mutter lis kasois begize Tzemer, shein de bemash me'ele levishe, הכל לפי הנוידה, לפי מה שהיה עניין הנוידה בשעס הנדה, ועל איזה עניין נודה. You have to see what brought about the nether. You did not take the words literally. Or, there's no cloud. I mean, how to touch the words? You have to know what brought about the nether. Tanya. Hanoida minaksus muta besak beriya bechamila, osa bepunde bepiskaya, ubeskotaya, ubekatavlaya, panpelaya, uplinaya, mechnosayim bekoiva. Mai iskulti omaraba babachone kitune de tzalo. Let us see the ran. Punde Ezer Cholu, a type of a hollow belt. Somebody used to put money in it. Skartaye ketavlaye kula mini malbushim shel oyer. Chedemeforish mai skartaye kituna de tzala. Choluk shel oyer sheloivshim avdomim al bigdeim. It's a type of a jacket, a leather jacket that avdomim wear. They cover their begotten with it. Yeah. Zokta Gemara weiter. Tanya, yoitzin besak ovo, ubeskus ovo, ubeyiriyo, bachamila, mibnei akshomim. Avoloi beteivo, voloi bekupe, voloi bemachzeles, mibnei akshomim. Yoitzim b'sak ove b'shabes, l'zutaran, v'emrinem ma'asiyuy, v'loi sak mamish, ele ka'in sak, v'datoni b'seif aroim yoitzim b'sakim, v'yoitzim mamish sakim. So, we mentioned before, Yiriye is, the Rambam says, it's not tofo, it's not called a ksus. It's a yiriya. But one can, if one is misatif with it, so one can go out. It has a teiris malbush leinyin Shabbos, not leinyin lishne b'nei odom, but it has a teiris malbush leinyin Shabbos. Just like to mention a maise shahoya, I witnessed the Maise, when a goyim, Tzadik Rav David Jungreiser, Chaim Lebrochen, the Abbezdin of Yerushalayim. So, he was once in Muncie, and he was in my Shvogel's bungalow. He was supposed to speak in Beis Medrash Aliyim. And it was mabling. The Shaila was how he's going to get to the Beis Medrash. So he took a big bear towel, which was covered him from Meroishoi Adraglov, and he put the bear towel over the Shtreimel, and he wickled himself in the bear towel, and that's how he went to say a shir. Al Kapon, this is Lochere, this din. And Lamai said, here's a Teiris Malbish, Lagabi Shabbos, it's not a Masri. It's called, even though the reason he's wearing this is because Mipnei Hakshomim, but Avoloi beteivo, avoloi bekupa, avoloi bemachtzelas mipnei hakshamen. They'll take a cardboard box and put it over his head, or a kupa, or a machtzelas, a mat, that does not have a teiros begin. So that's a masi. That is a masi. Aloyim yaitzim besakim, bloy roim bovadom, or kolodom, or shedibro chachomim bohid. Rabbi Yehuda oim ahakel of yanoide. Tanya keitzad, omar Rabbi Yehuda akel of yanoide. Oyelovush tsema. A person was wearing tsema. Vohotze, and it was either was tight on him, and it was uncomfortable. V'makoynem tzema oila alai. Osa lilboish umutalitain. Ayaton pishtin vihizia v'makoynem pishton oila alai is mutalilboish v'osa litain. Zoktara. Tanya Keitzad Omer Rabbi Yehuda. V'hotzer, shamalbus hayetzar, the malbush was tight, v'nitztayer boy. U'mistavroli zokteran, the braise pligi amasnisen misvore de Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlekes over here. The tane de masnisen svirelei, the Rabbi Yehuda moidele tane kame. The cholheche de leke heichoche, without any eichoche, that was anoida mina tzema, makainim tzema oila alai, so without any eichoche, levisha mashme, veloitine. That is Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And the Rabbi Yehuda only said that sometimes teina will be yasa. That means normally teina is mutter levisha zosa. If he got sweated up from carrying, then teina is also levisha mutter. But Rabbi Yehuda the beraisa mashma de svirale de lemishri teina nami boy eichoche. It says a case, when is he muta betina? He was wearing a tight woolen baguette, and he said, koinem tsema oila lai, so he's muta betina. Shkoyach, why do you need sabaistois that Rabbi Yehuda the Baraisa holds, that normally you're also in everything? But since he was wearing a tight baguette, and he said, koinem tsema oila lai, so then he's muta betina. Avokol heicha deleka heichocha osar afilo betina. So we hear the amachloikes, the berais and the mishneh. Umistavre dechmas nisen kaimulot hilkach. Stome levishe mashme veloy teina. Stome, you don't need a choche natine. Stome, it's mashma levisha and natine. Avolo yotoin, umitoich kach noda, osa betina muta belevisha. Zeu mashe nirali. Divre harambam zal, einam kein beperik ches mehuches nedorim. Is the Rambam brings down the Bereise. He brings down the Bereise and the Mishneh. Oyelovush semer veheitzar. Vamakoinem semer oilolai. Then is mutalitoi. Oyeton pishtin. And so it's mutalilboi. So he brings down both cases that you have a chokhis to be matter the other tzad.